4. But none of it happened. Instead, it was the gateway that melted away, like a ghastly dream, never to return. The decay was not that bad, apparently. In spite of it, the grey harmonicas under the windows filled with heat twice a day, and the warmth spread around the apartment in waves. It was absolutely clear. The dog had pulled out a dog's ultimate winning ticket. No less than twice a day now would his eyes fill with grateful tears, directed at the wise man from Prochistyenka. Furthermore, all the mirrors between the cabinets in the waiting living room reflected an image of a lucky, handsome dog.
"I'm handsome. Perhaps some unknown, incognito canine prince," the dog pondered, looking at the shaggy, coffee-coloured dog with a happy grin prowling around in the depths of the mirror. "It's quite possible that my granny sinned with a Newfoundland. No wonder I have a white spot on my snout. Where did it come from, I ask? Filip Filipovich is a man of great taste. He wouldn't pick up any random stray dog."
In the course of a week, the dog ate the equivalent of the past 1.5 hungry months on the street. But only by weight, of course. The quality of food at Filip Filipovich's went without mention. Even disregarding the fact that Daria Petrovna would purchase 18 kopecks worth of meat scraps on Smolensky Market every day, one had but to recall the dinners at 7 o'clock in the dining room, which the dog attended despite the graceful Zina's objections. During these dinners, Filip Filipovich fully acquired the status of a deity. The dog would stand on his hind legs and chew on his jacket. The dog learned Filip Filipovich's style of ringing, two abrupt, sonorous bursts, and would fly to the foyer.